Hey everyone, welcome to, a surprise episode of a roundtable. I'm here with Jay, who's our lead pastor, and yeah, we just want to do this, our quick episode, just to talk about us reopening. As you guys hopefully already know, this Sunday, June 20th, will be our first service indoors, post-COVID. It's been, I think, like a year and a half, right,
or something. Yeah, almost.
It's crazy. I was looking at our Instagram, our old posts, and just like reminiscing. I remember the first Sunday we had to close, we thought it would be like a 3-week break before we restart.
I thought worst case scenario, Easter 2020, right?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
But hey, we're back. We're back in business. So there's a couple of things we just wanted to flush out. And I just actually wanted to kind of pick on Jay's brain and hopefully just encourage our body, the importance of meeting back together in person and indoors. But just a quick couple of logistics too. As we already could, as you already know, June 20th will be our first Sunday, one service, 11 a.m. This weird scheduling break, we'll take a 2-week break afterwards and we'll reconvene July 11th. And hopefully after that 2-week break, we'll be meeting every week back at Gunn High School at the Spangenberg Theater. A couple of safety things too. There will be masks required. The school district has asked us to keep masks on both indoors and outdoors. And of course, we'll be socially distanced as we sit. Zoom will still be on. So if you are, if you somehow aren't able to make it and you feel a little anxious about the first service, understand Zoom will be there. And also all of our educational ministries will be back. So that's all the logistics, you know, details and everything about us reopening. But I think there are some questions that I think a lot of members have, a lot of attendees have, that I just wanted to flesh out with Jay, who again is our lead pastor. So one question, it might be saying the obvious, maybe it won't be, but one question I wanted to ask you, Jay, was why do you think it's important for us to physically come back to our services? Because I do hear a lot that, hey, online has been fine, so I might just, you know, zoom in here and there, and I'll, that's church and that's fine. But what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, I do want to speak to the specifically unique experience that we were worshiping virtually. I think we had no other options, you know, whether it was the county guidelines, whether it was no actual rental facility. So it's not that, it's not that we had a choice to not gather in person, you know. So when we now have the opportunity and the privilege to be able to gather in person, then we have to look at, well, what's the reason for that and what's the benefit of that? And I think when we think about worship, we have to truly understand that being a member of the body of Christ and worshiping God together, on a Sunday is something that is done corporately or together and not just individually. You know, so we are not... Sunday service is not a movie that you can go and enjoy by yourself. You know, it is not something that you just sit and retain or receive. Worship is something that you participate in, something that together with, you and the Holy Spirit and God the Father and Jesus Christ and both the other members of the church and maybe even non-believers that are present. It is an opportunity for you to actively participate in that worship. And so what do I mean by that? I think when you look at corporate worship, it's really one of the means of graces that we have in this world. It's the opportunity to be able to encourage somebody in person, to have a conversation with them, to be able to, kind of sense maybe someone that needs a strong rebuke or a challenge or an encouragement or prayer. And those things happen when we gather together in person. You know, those are the things that we were unable to, really benefit from during this pandemic. Yeah. But, you know, it is now something that every week we can come together and experience that together.
Yeah, I really like what Jay put it as. We also have been meeting with a couple of our volunteers too, and I think one thing that we've been stressing is that worship isn't just about you and God, which I think Zoom might lead you to believe, but worship is actually not just you and God, but it's you, God, and the people of God. And I think we miss that a lot on Zoom. Like singing, for example, I think worship, we think, oh, we're singing to God, but actually scripture tells us we're singing to each other, to remind ourselves of that. And I don't think we get that at Zoom. And let's be honest, like maybe 10% of us are actually singing on Zoom, if we're you know, completely candid. So I'm really excited to do that as we physically meet back in a room. And that's not available to us until we're physically together. So we're excited for that, as Jay mentioned. One other question, though, I had is, so I think we both have talked about this offline, that we expect, you know, some people to slowly come back, and there will be a reluctance for certain members, attendees that we have, to come back physically. And I guess for you, like, what do you see as the biggest hindrances from stopping people in coming that you foresee?
Yeah, I'll try to answer this as briefly as possible. There's, I think, maybe some good reasons that people might not want to show up, especially in the beginning. Sure. There's neutral reasons, and I think there are bad reasons. Mm-hmm. So I think the good reasons are people who might have a little bit more anxiety about, you know, how things are opening up very quickly now. You know, they might be people who are living with immunocompromised children or older parents, or, you know, just maybe they themselves are immunocompromised. So for those that have a legitimate, you know, worry and issue physically with the coronavirus, I think that's a good reason to be overly cautious, and not even overly cautious, just to be cautious. I think a neutral reason in some ways is that as human beings, we are creatures of habit. We do not like change, you know? So the same people who are probably like, what is this online worship all about, are most likely the people who are like, I kind of like it now. Maybe, you know, maybe we could just kind of keep this going, you know? And you know, they may not say it outwardly, but it's just kind of like people have gotten used to, you know, not having to commute to church, not having to get ready for church. Yeah. You know, being able to watch in the comfort of their homes, you know, and I think that habit, you know, that creation of that habit is something that people need to overcome. I think a bad reason, and I think this is really the issue of our heart, is we have grown selfish, you know, during the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, we really had a lot less people to think about, to worry about. And because of that, we value our time, we value our comfort, we value just whatever we want to do. And, you know, coming back to Sunday service is a thorn or a wrench, you know, or a nut into the cog, you know, and it kind of throws everything off. And I think, you know, I have to, you know, kind of like really deconstruct that. And I think a lot of people have to reflect and confess and think about that as well.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's helpful. You know, it's funny because I just went to a Giants game today with my son, and I saw like two people get into an argument, like standing in line. And it's just like, oh, we've been so removed from people that there are blessings, but there's also a challenge, like you mentioned, and I agree. But I hope, you know, for those listening, the church is a place where you call to come so that you can kind of be in tension, right? Yeah. And it kind of exposes your selfishness, as you talked about. So again, we hope that's an encouragement. A couple last questions I want to ask you, just as our lead pastor, because I do think it's a unique perspective for our church. I guess for you, like, as you're leading and vision casting, especially as you're restarting, it feels like almost a replant, you know, for our church. And like, what are your main thoughts and burdens that you have right now as we're reopening?
You know, I think one of the natural human burdens and things that I think about is, you know, I obviously I'm going to use another sports analogy, but when a team has good momentum and the opposing team calls timeout to stop that momentum, sometimes it works. You know, and I felt like our church was in that mode where we were really gaining some good momentum, you know, and I'm not just talking about, you know, numerical growth, but I feel like, you know, after, you know, 4 or 5 years of being a church plant, people were getting to a deeper level, you know, and maybe even more, more people thinking more seriously about their faith. And it almost feels like that there's a timeout that halted that momentum.
Sure.
So that's one challenge and one burden that I do worry about, kind of like, how can we build that momentum again? Or maybe, you know, even thinking maybe God, there was a reason why God stopped it. Maybe the momentum was going the wrong way, you know? So, and just kind of thinking through, you know, the health and direction of the church in light of the recent events, I think that's probably the biggest burden that I have.
So I guess, like, on the flip side of that, that with the burdens that we have, and, you know, I think you put it really well, it was a very long timeout, and there was momentum building. So now that we're kind of getting back into the game and into the flow of things and you know, meeting back indoors, what's, like, a vision, a mission, or some sort of, you know, vision that maybe God's given you? It could be really general, but anything that you feel like God's been giving you as a vision, as our lead pastor for this restart, alongside the burdens as well?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that God has really started to massage in my heart is this idea of us really going deeper in relationship and fellowship. And I'm not just talking about kind of like, hey, let's all chill and have fun and, you know, have a bunch of groups go out to lunch or after church or anything like that. Sure. I really think this pandemic and how things kind of slowed down and really our social circles got very small. It gave us the opportunities to really dive into being more serious in those relationships, you know, talking about more serious matters, going deeper, you know, about our faith and about our shortcomings. And I hope that, you know, for the first 4 years, our growth happened so quickly. I feel like we were able to build a lot of shallow relationships.
Yeah.
But nothing really like rooted firmly and deeply, just in, you know, true love for one another and love for the Lord. And I hope moving forward, we can kind of focus more on that, how we can really disciple one another, love one another, hold each other accountable, and witness and evangelize together.
Mm. Yeah, no, I think that's a good even motivation to come out, because I do think in our caves and our holes that we've maybe even some of us have lost those relationships that we're building, and it's a place to rekindle those back at the church.
Yeah.
So the last thing I wanted to ask you is kind of a two-part question too, and you kind of already mentioned it before, but you can be more specific. I think one, like, what do you see, given everything that you already said, as the biggest challenge for us as we're restarting, you know, as we're going back to indoor services and hopefully, quote unquote, getting back to the normal schedule of church? And I guess on the flip side, the second part is with that, like, what are ways our members and attendees can help, can serve and get involved, especially with this restart?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the biggest challenges of kind of, you know, restarting the gathering in person is people are tired, you know. So I know for us, because we don't see it physically happening on Sunday, you know, before we would see people who are serving, right? We would see, you know, who the teachers are, who the, you know, the hospitality ministry is, who the worship team is, you know, who's on the sound, you know, like you would see that physically on Sundays. What many people probably didn't realize or see, you know, is just the amount of work and effort that the people who are still serving had to put out for not even just our virtual Sundays, but just for the ministries during the week. You know,
yeah.
You know, I mean, just recently we celebrated our community group leaders and just the work that they did throughout the year. And you know, for our community group leaders and our interns and, you know, the admins, the, you know, week in and week out work and the energy and the effort that they had to put in leading those community groups was, you know, very difficult. You know, I know some of the community group members were like, oh, that was hard for us to be a part of as well. You know, so imagine having to lead that and, you know, our worship team for so long, just the pre-recorded worships, even just the live worships. I mean, you know, I know it took like some people, you know, a full day or more just to be able to put that out for us, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, you editing all the podcasts and all the worships, you know, I mean, there's just even we can go down the list of all the people who were able to serve to keep us afloat during this time.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest challenge is how do we not call upon those same people now with, you know, the even the greater task of coming back in person?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can we re-energize them if needed? How can we give them rest if needed? How can we replace them with other leaders and other servants? And so really, I guess the two-part questions really tie in together.
Sure.
You know, the biggest challenge, I think, is the bandwidth of a lot of our leaders. You know, they might be running on empty.
Yeah.
You know, but what do we do? You know, like, what do we prioritize? I think that's a big challenge. And, you know, what are specific ways to get people involved in serving? I wish I knew the answer to that, you know. And I think it's just one of those things where I know that we might need it or want it quickly, but it might take some time. Mm-hmm. I think the first step is getting people in person to participate in worship with the body together.
Sure. You know, just like coming out.
Just come out. You know, I think one of the greatest service that you can do, even if you feel like you are the worst Christian in the world, is your presence. Mm. You know, and from there, you know, we pray and allow the Holy Spirit to move in the hearts of people, and we give people opportunities. I think, you know, from our end, there's the practical end. There's, you know, how well are we communicating? How well are we, allowing word of mouth to spread? What specific areas of ministry do we require help in and mm-hmm. volunteers in? Painting a picture of what does it mean to serve in or organically? You know, maybe not with an official title, but how can you be an encourager and a blessing to the people, brothers and sisters around you?
Yeah, and if I would add anything, I what Jay said at the end is I think really important. People have asked me specifically, right? Like, hey, what can I do specifically? I need a role, like, and how can I serve? And it's hard for me to say because I think me and you have no idea. Like you mentioned, like, I have no idea what's going to happen. And I think the best mentality, especially for our members that are listening to this, to take is act like this is just a new church, like it's a church plant. You know, when I first came on board, I think we were just kind of getting out of that church plant phase, and I remember like everyone was serving, but it was organic. Like, I remember when I walked in for the first Sunday, like all these people said hi to me, and I realized like none of them are on the welcoming team, right? But it was just that vibe of like, hey, everyone's got to pitch in. It's almost like a startup. Like, what is your role? Like, I don't know, but we'll figure it out as we go. And I think that's really important because, again, it's gonna be a weird time restarting. It's almost a replant, and I think the best way to serve is, hey, just do whatever you see fit. Like, I do think we'll see a lot of new people, more than we think, you know? Yeah. And I think it's like, hey, our welcoming team is down to Alice Hong, and that's it right now, you know? Like, yeah. And, like, how many people can she say hi to? And if you see someone unfamiliar, just say hi and act like you are on the welcoming team, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that's really good advice.
Yeah, for sure. I know it'll be tough because we're still kind of that social distancing mindset. So it's like, am I supposed to approach them? I don't know. You know, it's not an easy task, guys. But I do believe, you know, like Eugene said, we're probably going to get a lot more newcomers than we even realize.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who are hurting during this pandemic, who were isolated, and who are looking and yearning for that human interaction.
Yeah. So again, we hope you can come out. I really like what Jay said. If you're especially a core member, like, how can I serve? Just be there physically. And I think even the presence of God's people will be a huge service to God's people. It's just a cycle. And again, if you're apprehensive, we understand. Zoom will be available. But again, we hope we can just, this is a discipleship test too, that you can just challenge yourself. Hey, is it really me not wanting to come out, or is it a legitimate reason? I think just having those questions for yourself is important. And more than anything, we hope we can see you on Sunday. If you do come out, just please say hi to Jay, say hi to me. We'd love to just reconnect and re-see everyone, and we're excited for that. So again, just a reminder, this Sunday, 11 a.m. At Gunn High School, we'll be meeting for our first indoor service. And yeah, we hope to see you there.
Yeah, really excited to see some of you.
Awesome. Well, with that, more posts will be available for information. If you go to our website, all of our safety and all the protocols will be there as well. But with that, again, thanks for listening, and hope to see you on Sunday.